Do you think your AC needs Freon? Here's what you need to know. Summertime is synonymous with long days, warm sunsets, and unfortunately, the relentless battle to keep our homes cool and comfortable. For many of us, our AC systems are the unsung heroes of the season, tirelessly working to ensure our homes remain comfortable, yet, like all heroes, even our dependable AC units can encounter challenges, such as the need for Freon. Understanding when your system might need Freon and how to address this need is critical for maintaining a comfortable home environment. So, what is Freon name? Why is it important? Freon is the common name for the CFC or the HCFC and related compounds which are used as refrigerants with AC systems. These refrigerants are key to the cooling process because it absorbs the heat from the indoor air and releases it outside, in turn keeping your home cool and comfortable. However, it's important to note that due to environmental concerns, many Freon-type refrigerants, especially R22, have been phased out in favor of the more eco-friendly R410A. And side note, by the way, since you're listening to the podcast and not the blog, R410A is going to phase out new systems in 2025. So 2024 is the last year R410A will be in new systems. Depending on the manufacturer, say that R454 or R32, because both of those have better global warming properties than 410. And the goal is to get this down significantly to be more eco-friendly. So we went from R22 to R410 to some other blends that can drop in as well. But then in 2025, in new units, we're going to R32, which is one, it's not a blend, it's one refrigerant. Or R454, which is a blend. Anyway, back to the script. Signs your AC may need Freon. Number one, less cool air. If you've noticed your AC isn't cooling as effectively as it once did, it could be a sign that refrigerant levels are low. Number two, longer cooling times. If your system takes longer to cool your home, it might indicate a need for refrigerant. Number three, increased energy bills. Unexplained spikes in your energy bills can be a symptom of an inefficient AC system, possibly due to low Freon levels. Number four, ice on the compressor. An iced over compressor often signals a refrigerant issue and should not be ignored. And number five, this isn't all of them, this is the majority. Number five, hissing or bubbling noises. Sounds like this can indicate a leak in your AC system, which means Freon could be escaping. And by the way, if you need Freon every year, that is not normal. It is leaking out. That is why you need Freon. It is a closed system, just like your body. It should not need refrigerant unless it's leaking out refrigerant. If it's needing refrigerant, you need to find the leak, fix the leak, and stop it from leaking out, because your system is just like your body. If you're losing blood in your closed system, you're not going to operate very good, right? If you keep losing blood, you're going to have a problem. If your unit keeps losing Freon, it's going to have a problem. But when it comes to handling refrigerants, it's always best to call an EPA licensed HVAC professional, EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, licensed HVAC or licensed people to handle refrigerant. You need to contact a licensed professional. Not only do they have the right tools and expertise, but handling Freon requires this certification due to its hazardous nature and the environmental regulations surrounding its use. A professional can accurately diagnose the issue, safely replenish your AC refrigerant, and check for leaks or the concern that might or other concerns which might be affecting your efficiency. If your system is leaking refrigerant, it is not running efficiently. Just like if you're leaking blood, you are not running efficiently. Regular maintenance of your AC unit can prevent several issues, including leaks that cause low refrigerant. Annual servicing by a professional ensures your system is in top shape, operating efficiently, and not leaking the precious Freon out. Not leaking the Freon out of the veins, right? Recognizing the signs that your AC may need Freon is the first step towards ensuring your home remains the cool oasis you cherish during the warmer months of the year. While it may be tempting to do it yourself, remember, last time I told what DIYers could cause more problems than fix. So while it may be tempting for the do-it-yourselfers to tackle the AC issue, the safety and the complexity involved in handling refrigerants mean this is one area where professional involvement is a non-negotiable. Yet, understanding these signs and the reasons behind them empowers you as a homeowner. It allows you to make an informed decision about your home's cooling needs, ensuring that when you do call in the experts, you're knowledgeable about what your AC system requires to keep performing its duties. Remember, a well-maintained AC unit not only provides you with comfort, but also peace of mind knowing that your home's climate control is efficient, effective, and environmentally conscious. Here is to a cool, comfortable summer.